The moment we come to Jesus Christ, all the blessings of God become available to us.
Hello and welcome to Living God's Way, coming to you from the Grace Christian Assembly, formerly Germantown Christian Assembly, in the Mount Airy section of Philadelphia. In an age when many are abandoning Christian values, Pastor Brian Grant's expository preaching from the timeless Word of God will remind us that the best way to live is to live God's way. This broadcast program is coming to you from the Grace Christian Assembly in the East Mount Airy section of Philadelphia. And this evening, Pastor Brian Grant will use as his main text the fourth chapter of the book of Ephesians to bring to our attention three big things God has provided for every believer in Jesus Christ that fully empower the victorious Christian life. We invite you now to listen with us as Pastor Grant brings this enlightening and encouraging message. Here is Pastor Grant with the first part of his message, asking God to do big things.
Johnny was only 5 years old when he went to his dad and said, "Dad, I'd really like a baby brother. And I'm willing to do whatever I can to help." His dad paused and then replied, "Johnny, if you pray for a baby brother every day for 2 months, I'm sure God will give you one." Johnny was so excited, he immediately went to his room and started praying. He prayed every night for a whole month. But after that, he got skeptical. And so he checked with the neighbors and discovered that nobody in the neighborhood had ever had a baby because of 2 months of prayer. They told Johnny, "A baby brother won't pop out because you prayed for 2 months." So after a month, Johnny stopped praying. But to his surprise, at the end of the second month, his mom was rushed to the hospital. 2 nights later, while Johnny was asleep, his mom came home. The next morning when he went into their bedroom, to his parents' bedroom, there was a little bundle lying beside his mother. And when his dad pulled back the blanket, guess what happened? Johnny's heart skipped a beat. There were 2 baby brothers. His mother had delivered twins exactly 2 months after he started praying. Johnny's dad looked at him and said, "Aren't you glad you prayed?" Johnny hesitated and then said to his dad, "Yes, but aren't you glad I stopped praying when I did?" That story is fictional. So young people, don't go home and start praying for a baby brother. It's fictional. But when we receive Christ as Savior, we became part of God's family. And at that moment, all the blessings of God became available to us. And I don't want you to miss that. Whether you're a young Christian or you're an older Christian, the moment we come to Jesus Christ, all the blessings of God become available to us. Young person, you don't have to just drift through your Christian life. All the blessings of God are available to you. And so let's put Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 on the screen. It's already there. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 reads as follows. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has" what? Help me out, somebody. "Who has blessed us" with what? "With every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ." God has blessed us with not just a few, He has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. No Christian needs to live a defeated life. Are you with me this morning? No Christian needs to live a defeated life, for we have all been richly blessed by God. And so today, as I said, I want to speak to you on the theme, asking God to do big things. Before I share some things we should ask God for, let me first share with you three big things God has already provided for every Christian. Here's the first one I want you to write down. Every believer has already received God's inexhaustible riches. Amen? Every believer has already, teenager, you have, if you're a child of God, you have already received God's inexhaustible riches. You don't have to go dragging through life. Amen. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 8. The Bible says, to me who am less than the least of all the saints, the Apostle Paul is writing, this grace was given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Amen. The unsearchable riches of Christ. Every believer has already received. We all have the resources. We have received God's inexhaustible and unfathomable riches. So write that down. The resources and blessings that believers have in Christ are inexhaustible, amen, and unfathomable. I hope you understand those two big words. Inexhaustible. Listen, you can never exhaust them. They can never run out, amen, and they are unfathomable. They are beyond human belief. What God has blessed us with, the blessings we are received are unfathomable. You know, when we grab a hold of this, we stop this dragging along. We have all that we need in Jesus. Teenager, lock into what God has provided for you. Amen. We have been blessed with God's inexhaustible and unfathomable riches. They are beyond imagination and cannot run out. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, it says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You're reading there with me, verse 3 of Ephesians 1, who has blessed us with what? With every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. He has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Even if there's not much money in our bank account. You see, too much preaching is going on now that makes me think that for me to experience God's blessing, if God is really blessing me, my bank account must be flowing. I tell you one thing, the blessings of God will make sure all your needs are provided. Are you with me? Every need will be provided. God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. In 1926, true story. In 1926, during the Great Depression, Mr. Ira Yates owned a 26,000-acre sheep ranch in Texas. But there was so little money coming in. You remember the Depression, things were tough. There was so little money coming in, and he had this big ranch. He was in danger of losing the ranch. Couldn't pay the bills. Things were looking very bleak. But he was a dedicated Christian and was confident God would take care of his family. Some of you know this story. It's still one of the most amazing stories from a business perspective that has ever happened in America. One day, an oil company asked for rights to explore if there was oil on his property. And after the drilling ended, they discovered a huge oil reserve on his property that has already produced, you want to hear how many? It has already produced over 4 billion barrels of oil. And it's still producing. Now, if it was 4 billion gallons of oil, am I right? 4 billion gallons is a lot of money. You know how much you're paying at the pump, right? How much you're paying for a gallon? Let's round it off at $3 a gallon. If it was only $3 a gallon, that would be 12 billion gallons. $12 billion, 12 billion, right? But we're talking about 4 billion barrels. A barrel holds a whole lot of gallons. Am I right about that? 4 billion barrels later, this thing is still producing, and Mr. Yates owned it all. The day he purchased the property, he owned all the oil and all the mineral rights on the property. He was really very wealthy, but he was on government assistance, for he was unaware of all the resources he had. Are you with me this morning? My friend, Christian friend, as you are listening to me, perhaps on live stream, God has blessed every Christian with his inexhaustible riches. But until we yield our hearts and our pocketbooks to him, we will never discover all we have in Christ. So make sure you prioritize growing in Christ. Don't just become a Christian, show up at church once a week or every now and then, and leave the Bible resting on your shelf, and leave your knees not having the calluses from prayer. Amen. We need to take time and make time to grow in Christ. We must take time to study God's word, not just when you come to church. We must make time for prayer. We must make time for worship. We must make time for fellowship. All these things are essential to Christian growth. These are essential, and we must make time for them. Don't tell me you are too busy. As pastors and elders, boy, I tell you, we could save a lot of time if folks would get serious about growing. Amen? And all of us have the privilege. Do you know none of us are God's favorites? Sometimes we think that somebody is God's favorite. None of us are God's favorites. He loves us all equally. The Lord Jesus Christ died for all of us. Amen. Individually, he loves you. He loves you. And he has blessed you with all these gifts. An inexhaustible supply of blessings. Young man, stop coasting through life. It's time to get serious, young lady, and start digging into the word of God and start growing the way God wants you to grow. Amen. Let me put Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25 on the screen. Hebrews 10, 25 in the New Living Translation. And let us not neglect our meeting together as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing nigh. Listen, getting together, fellowshipping together, it's not an option. If you're serious about growing, you'll get out of bed and show up. Amen? Amen. Those of you who are listening online, thank God for your listening and watching. But make sure you don't make that a habit. The live stream is to bless those who cannot make it because of health or a particular circumstance on a particular day. But every believer in Jesus Christ needs to show up. If you possibly physically can, show up. The Bible says, not Brother Grant, let us not neglect our meeting together as some people do. But encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near. Do you know, realize how much of a blessing you are to me when you show up and say just a kind word to me, or how much I can bless you when I see you? We need to show up. Make a commitment right now, today, right now. Make a commitment. God, I'm going to be one of those Christians who show up. Amen? I'm going to be that type of a Christian. Every believer has already received God's inexhaustible riches. But secondly, every believer has already received God's unfathomable love. Amen? Every believer has already received God's unfathomable love. Meet me back in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 14. For this reason, the Apostle Paul says, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. It's interesting, as we grow in his love, we will be filled with all, that's a connection, we're filled with all the fullness of God. All that we are and all we ever be is because of God's unfathomable love. So write this in your notes. The love of God is infinite. It's beyond measure. Aren't you glad that despite our wretched past, God loves us infinitely? Despite the stuff that you've done, can we be honest? Some of the stuff you're still doing, it's time to drop it now, though. But despite the stuff we're still doing, God loves us intimately. John 3:16, we know it so well. For God so loved the world. Listen, and that little, every now and then I like to emphasize that God so loved the world. And I love to say the little word so is the biggest little word in the Bible. You got me? You can hear the little girl. Mommy, I love you so much. God so loved the world. He was nailed to a cross. God so loved the world. Jesus died on the cross for our sin. And in Psalm 22, we can hear the pain Jesus expressed on the cross as he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me? Wow. The sinless, spotless Son of God was hung on the cross to pay the penalty of my sin and yours. And thank God, I'm so glad Jesus died for me. Amen. God forsook his Son so he could transform broken people like us and transform us into masterpieces of his grace. And the path to salvation is so simple, whoever believes. Perhaps you're here this morning or you're listening and you've never yet received Jesus Christ. The path to salvation is so simple. It doesn't take a year. It doesn't take climbing a mirror. You know, I've been to places in the world where people are climbing on all these steps, and on every step they say a prayer, and they're climbing in the sun, and it's way up, and they keep climbing because they're trying to get to God. Man, you don't have to climb no steps. You don't have to climb in the sun. I've seen people are staring at the sun until they go blind because they're trying to find God. You don't have to find God, listen, because God came seeking. Amen. Amen. Jesus came from heaven and died on the cross. And today he offers us salvation full and free. And my friend, if you don't know Jesus, you don't have to come seeking. He's seeking you. All you have to do is to receive the salvation he offers freely. And I pray, my friend, that you would do so today. God has extended his infinite, limitless, unfathomable love to us. And God, we just thank God for all he has done. But here's something else I want you to put in your notes. Every believer, I said every believer has already received unfathomable love. Here's the third thing. Every believer has already received God's unimaginable power. We miss that sometime. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 reads thus: Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to what? The power that what? The power that works in us. The power of God, the power of the Holy Spirit is working in us. Every believer has already received God's unimaginable power. So stop setting limits. Are you with me? Stop setting limits on what God can use you to accomplish. We love to look at others. Oh, I wish I was like brother so-and-so, or pastor so-and-so, or sister so-and-so. Listen, pastor so-and-so has no more access to God's power than you do. I hope you're listening this morning. I hope you're listening, because some of us make all sorts of excuses for ourselves as to why we're not living for God. But every believer has already received God's unimaginable power. The power of God is at work in every believer. Imagine for a moment that you were a child in a super rich family. You wanted a Ferrari, it's yours. You wanted a week in Europe or Tahiti, no problem. Whatever you want is yours. Well, wake up. That's just a dream. But make no mistake, as Christians, we're in a far better place. Oh, take a moment to let that sink in. As Christians, we are in a far better place, for as members of the royal family of God, we have access to God's unlimited resources when we're seeking to carry out God's plan and purposes for our life.
My friend, Jesus loves you so much that if you were the only person in the whole world, he would have died just for you. No matter what you've done, Jesus wants to save you. He wants to forgive you today. You say, Pastor Grant, what do I need to be saved? You simply need to trust the Lord Jesus, repent of your sin, and turn to him. You may pray a simple prayer like this: Dear God, I'm a sinner, need your forgiveness. Thank you that Jesus died for my sins. Please cleanse me from all my sin. I receive Jesus Christ into my heart as my personal Savior and Lord. Please help me to live for you from this day forward. Amen. And my friend, if you pray a simple prayer like that and mean it, God will hear you and he will answer your prayer and he will save you. I hope you'll do that right now.
Thanks for tuning in today. If you received Christ, or if this program was a blessing, it would be a great encouragement to hear from you. You may call us at 215-242-5550 or visit our website, livinggodsway.org. We'd also invite your partnership in this life-changing ministry. Gifts can be made through our website or by writing us at 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. The address again is 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. We invite you to join us for online worship this Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. at livinggodsway.org. That's livinggodsway.org. It would be a pleasure to have you as part of our online audience. Now, until next week, on behalf of Pastor Grant and our entire church family, this is Steve Washington reminding you that there's no better way to live than to live God's way.